Somewhere in the New York streets is Julian Casablancas with a phone in his hand. Julian, are you there?
I am.
You couldn't make it up. It's so perfect.
How's it going?
It's going good, thank you. Has it been a good day for you today? Has it felt good to get music out there to the world again?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I don't know. I'm in a bubble. I don't know. I try not to pay attention. I worked on it and it's done. And so I don't like check the internet or anything.
Yeah. How does it work for you guys? Who kind of rounds up everyone and brings them all into one room when you as a band decide to make music again? Who's the instigator?
I don't know. I mean, it's so many different ways. So when we were either rehearsing for a show or, I don't know, I guess when we decided to do stuff together on Cult, we had a meeting and talked about that, and I talked about the EP. Or no, I think we worked on music first, and then we had three songs, and they sounded good, and I don't know, we boring band meeting stuff, I don't know. Or exciting, thrilling life of musicians. I don't know how to frame things.
Okay. Well, you got the gig for the
all of the above.
All of the above. Boring and thrilling.
Yes.
So you got the gig for the Governor's Ball in New York. Was that kind of an incentive for you to decide to go and make music? Was that kind of a trigger?
No, not really. I mean, the timing of it, I guess, decided when we put it out because we wanted to do it before we played so we could maybe have some new songs to play.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, it wasn't. That's not the reason why we did it.
And did you ever think, when you kind of 15 years ago, when Is This It was coming out to the world, did you ever think that you guys would still be around as a band? Was that your ambition to kind of have that longevity as a band, to be a band that would be around for this long, making album after album?
I mean, at that age, I really couldn't think more than 3 days in advance. So I'm going to say no. I still have a little trouble seeing more than, 3 weeks into the future. So I'm going to say no, not really. I mean, it's exceeded my wildest dreams.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of, no, the answer is no. Short story long, no.
Okay, yeah. Last question before we let you go. Back to the New York streets. Obviously, the UK has such a big love affair with the Strokes, and you played Hyde Park last June and caused huge commotion in a great way. Are you going to be back over here anytime soon? Can we get excited about seeing the Strokes?
I don't think there's anything planned, but I mean, we always do stuff, so it's not like. No specific news, sorry.
Okay. But boring. It's not out of the question.
No, never. I mean, I feel like we play every, I don't know, every year, 2 years or something like that. So.
Okay, well, listen, we thank you so much for your time.
I think if we can get our stuff together and do a record, then we want to do more proper tours and not just, festivals.
And is that what you're trying to do? Do an album again?
I mean, yeah, we'll see. We haven't really, if the collective will can be, summoned and corralled.
Okay, well, that's something to look forward to and hope for as well. Julian, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Annie.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too.
See ya.